Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivig Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and for Shlema Eliyahu ben Soro, and Eloi Nishmas Malko bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, or Rav Shlema Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Eloi Nishmas Gittel bas Rav Eliezer Manurech. We've mentioned the famous words of Chazal, where they're discussing the synopsis, so to speak, of the Torah into its most compact and essential ingredients, and the Gemara says that Bo Chavakuk, the Novi Chavakuk, and he said that the Torah boils down to one most critical underlying ingredient, and that is v'tzadik ve'emunosoi yichya. The righteous one will live with his emuna. Emuna being simply translated as the basic tenets of Yahadus, the realization, and we would call it the idea. The emuna is just maybe the internalizing it deeper and deeper into our emotional fabric as well, but that Hashem exists and that He is one and that He created the world and He is constantly involved in the world. His Ashgocha Protis and His Mole Chesed and Rachamim, who He is, what He does, all of these things, and he reveals Himself to man through Nevi'im, he did it at Har Sinai and so forth. All of this is part of our emuna. But the Goyin says that the essential ingredient here, which I guess ties all the emuna together and maybe takes it, as the Posuk says, you take the concept from here and return it to your heart over here, that is, the Goyin writes that this is Tzadik Be'emunos Yichya, refers to the Midas HaBitochim, to the ability to put one's trust in Hashem, because all of these ingredients of Emuna are critical to bring to the Bitochim. One who has Bitochim has mastered all of the ingredients of Emuna and internalized them into his heart, that he relies on Hashem to take care of all his needs, and he has menuchas hanefesh because he knows he could count on Him. And the reality is, it's very logical, because all the Baal Bitochin, as the Rishonim say, the Loshon, kol habiteach ma'amin, one who trusts Hashem has to be a ma'amin. He has to know He exists. He has to know He's all-powerful. He has to know He gets involved. He has to know so many ingredients that the Torah tells us, that Chazal tell us, in order to be able to focus the strength of his emotions on reliance on the one in whom he is ma'amin, on the Onoichi Hashem Elokecho Asher Tzisicho Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So in reality, B'tzadik Be'emunos Yichya is culminated, is brought to fruition, crystallized, tangibilized through the Midas HaBitochen, when one takes all of those, that information and that knowledge and that belief and that understanding that he has of Hashem and all the way he acts, and internalize it emotionally to rely on Him, because He is all-powerful and He is all-giving and loving and caring and capable and gets involved with everything and so forth. But I thought I would note that there is an interesting comment that's brought in a number of Sforim in the name of the Vilna Goyin. In this particular one, this says this is brought from the Sefer Beis Yaakov, and it's brought in the Siach Eliyahu. These, I believe, the Talmidim of the Talmid of the Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. That's where they're brought aboard, actually, in the Keser Rosh. which is Reb Chaim Volozhin's, which is attributed to Reb Chaim Volozhin, and he writes as follows: Mefurotim gam hasforim oisom hoyda hagoyim oisom hoyra hagoyim lilmud. He's giving a list of the svarim, the musa svarim, that the goyim, that the gro, the vilna goyim, said one should learn. V'zeh l'shoyloi. V'hoyo mechabiv hagro zal sefer meneros hamor. He very felt very precious, the sefer meneros hamor, beautiful musa sefer. V'sefer chodes halavavois, and the chodes halavavois, zulas shar hayichud, leaving out, except for shar hayichud, he did not recommend shar hayichud. Shar hayichud talks about all types of philosophical proofs of the existence of Hashem, and for most of us, it's way beyond the simple or the even sophisticated levels of comprehension that we have of these very esoteric and philosophical inyanim, and therefore the Goyin does not recommend that, but he says something very interesting. He says, Uvemokoim Shara Yichud, and instead of the Shara Yichud, Omar Sheyilmadu Besefer HaKuzri or Rishoyin. He says that instead of the Shara Yichud, he said they should learn the Sefer HaKuzari, the Sefer HaKuzri or Rishoyin. He says, Shuhu Kodosh V'Tohor, this Sefer the Kuzri or Rishoyin is Kodosh, holy and pure. The Ikre Emunas Yisroel V'Toiro Tluyimboi, and the basics, the Ikorim of the Emunah of Klal Yisroel, and the Torah itself, yeah, maybe the Emunas HaTorah, but Emunas Yisroel v'Torah, Tluyimbo are dependent upon it. In other words, this Sefer HaKuzri really is the foundation for our Emunah, and the foundation for even our Emunah and the Torah, our acceptance and our belief and our willingness to be mekabel the Torah. These things all depend on the Sefer HaKuzri HaRishon. What was the Sefer HaKuzri HaRishon? What was the basic premise, the basic thesis, the basic idea? There's a whole arichus, but the basic idea we know is that the difference between Yahadus and all of the other religions out there is in the claims that we make that nobody else even dares to make, unless they're talking about Klal Yisrael, that these things happen to us. The first being public miracles that happened in Mitzrayim, where the Creator literally identified himself as the creator of the universe and the controller of the universe in all of the precision makos, as foretold to the Novi when it will start and when it will end. All of this was a clear introduction to the Creator himself. And then the second, of course, is public revelation, where the Creator, who was well known from his miraculous upheavals that he did in Mitzrayim, when he came to Har Sinai and he says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, said, Shalom Aleichem, Anochi, I am Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzisicho Yeretz Mitzrayim, Bibei Savodim, I'm the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. I'm the one that did all the miracles. Now I'm going to tell you why and what it's all about. And these claims are unprecedented, not to be found in any religion. Most of those, even, that came after Yahadus, two of the major religions that had access, one printed more copies of our Bible together with their editions than any other book in all of human history, and the other one also incorporated so many of the concepts and the details, so that here we have world nations who were fully cognizant, fully aware they had our Torah. It was already translated into Greek at one point, and so forth, and yet these two powerful claims nobody dared to make, except for those that say that it happened to the Jewish people at Sinai. Very bizarre. Two things are very strange. Number one, why didn't anyone copy the claim? It's a winning claim. It's much better than a claim of a private miracle or a private revelation that nobody witnessed. In fact, in the very beginning of the career of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Hashem appears to him and he says that he should go and tell the Bnei Yisrael he's taking them out of Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu responds with the ultimate rational logic. He says, "Behei lo yaminu li." They're not going to believe me that Hashem, that the Creator, appeared to me and now said it's time to go out of Mitzrayim. Why should they believe in a personal, private revelation? The Creator spoke to an individual by himself. No one heard, no one witnessed, no one was there. They're going to believe it. And yet, all of those that read the text of the Bible in their Bibles, and they see Moshe Rabbeinu's taina, private revelations don't work, yet nobody dared to make the claim of public miracles and public revelation. And of course, the conclusion, I think, is obvious, because you can't really get away with those claims unless they took place. How do you get masses of people to believe that they witnessed these miraculous events and they witnessed the Maimon Har Sinai, unless in fact it took true, it was true? You could come and tell a person, this happened, and they'll either believe you or not. But when you tell people, you saw, you heard, you were there, you participated, and they did not, they didn't see such a thing, you'll never be able to convince an entire nation, masses of people, that they saw such miraculous and heard such miraculous things as all the miracles in Mitzrayim and hearing Hashem speaking directly to them and hearing Hashem speaking directly to Moshe Rabbeinu and appointing him as the official teacher and novi and spokesman of Hashem, unless in fact it actually happened. So this is the yesod, actually, of our emuna. And this is the basic kuzri. And then, of course, it was written down on a document, and the document speaks eyewitness testimony. It doesn't say once upon a time there were such events. It says we witnessed these events. The document constantly refers to the fact that the first generation were eyewitnesses. And of course, they passed those documents down to their children, their grandchildren. They taught it to their children. They lived by the rules of the document. The document has three types of observances to assure that its transmission remains perfectly intact, besides the fact that it was read publicly, and any time a mistake is made, the mistake must be corrected, and so forth. But chukim edus, chukim u'mishpotim. Now, I'd like to suggest that these three categories of edus, chukim, mishpotim carry with them a very powerful underwriting of the veracity, the truth of our Torah, because edus are all of the mitzvahs that we testify to the events of our history. Shabbos testifying to creation, because we live in a completed world, a state of completedness, just as Hashem did when He created the world. Pesach testifying to Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shavuos testifying to Maimon Har Sinai, Sukkot testifying to the 40 years that we spent in the Midbar, and so forth and so on. Tefillin, Tzitzis, Mezuzah, Edus. Kalal Yisrael not only has a document, not only has a storyline, not only passed that document on meticulously, exactly, accurately from generation to generation, and that document from the first generation on spoke directly of their eyewitnessing of these events. But no, they lived by this document. They observed all of its edus, constantly giving edus again and again and again and again that these events that are in this document and the fulfillment of the laws of this document are in fact a reality. Chukim. How do chukim give us that sense of confidence? Chukim are the mitzvahs that we don't appreciate the reasons for. That's the most amazing thing. This document is taken so seriously, has been so faithfully passed down from generation to generation, that the people have been willing to observe this document, despite the fact that they didn't even understand the reasons for it. This is truth. This is from Hashem. Do I have to understand everything from Hashem, all of his reasons? Maybe like that person said once, if I understood everything of Hashem, I don't know if I could worship him. So it's Chukim and Mishpot, the Mishpatei HaTorah, the not just the wisdom, but the integrity, the sensitivity, the forward-thinking concept that no human being ever thought of in all of history that the Jews introduced to the world. These two speak of its godliness. And just to give an example, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says on the Pasuk at the beginning of Eschanan, Ki hi chochmaschem ubinaschem le'enei kol ha'amim, asher yishmu esachukim o'elev omu rakam nov v'chochem al goya godol hazeh. He says, the Torah is your wisdom in the eyes of the nations, the goyim. When they will hear the chukim, they'll say, what a brilliant, sagacious nation. What an intelligent nation. Hey, when they hear the chukim, Chazal say, Rashi brings all the time, they're going to laugh. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says no. He says, first they'll hear the Mishpotim, and they'll be so awed with such reverence for the Mishpatei HaTorah, their beauty, their sensitivity, their insight, their integrity, that they'll say, Oy, rakam chochem novel agoy agon laze. It must be this nation can understand the chukim too. But we can't understand, you know, Goya Shikop maybe can't understand the chukim part. They must understand the chukim because look at their mishpatim. The mishpatei HaTorah have such divine fingerprints on them. They are so overwhelmingly amazing, insightful, sensitive, full of honesty and integrity and forward thinking in Bein Olam L'Chaveiroi that no one at the time and no one at this time could possibly imagine. It must be the chukim are also the product of this same chokhmah, and they will even accept that the chukim are an indication of our high level of intelligence because they see and they're flawed by the Mishpatei HaTorah. This is just the beginning of a discussion, but it seems very significant because the one who now takes all of this, has the Torah, has the mitzvahs, lives the Torah, lives the mitzvahs, sees, understands the historical events that the Torah has related and have been passed down meticulously from generation to generation with the concurrent observance of all of its directives and the Mesiras Nefesh for all of its directives. When one sits back and takes all that in, says, well, now I have to take this yediyah, this knowledge of Hashem and who he is and what he does and everything the Torah tells us about him, that he's Rachum V'Chanun and Erech HaPayim, he's involved in our lives. Look what he's done for us throughout history. And now I can internalize it emotionally and to strengthen my bitochen through this expanded and deepened sense of emuna, which is really based on the Sefer HaKuzri. And I think that the next time somebody questions whether it's appropriate to deal with inyone emuna, I think they should be informed that the goyin, in fact, said the Sharayichud, the philosophical chakirois to try to prove this and that, the existence of Hashem, the goyin, the Vilna goyin, was not in favor of that. However, the Kuzri, which is Poshet, the understanding of Torah Sinai as we explained it, that, the goyin says, is a, his words are, you should substitute Kuzri or Rishen, Shuhu Kodosh v'Tohor, holy and pure, the Ikre Emunas Yisroel v'Toro Tuluyimbo, and the Ikrim, the essential ingredients of the Emuna of Yisroel and the Torah, the Emuna and the Torah, are dependent upon what the Kuzri tells us. So actually, studying this Emuna is very critical, and taking it from the intellectual to the emotional, to the bitochen in our hearts, is certainly as difficult, and it's a lifelong process to take it and maintain it and continue. but it's certainly a very powerful way to strengthen our bitochen and our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.